James on BBC Six Music. Wonderful, gentlemen, thank you. Hello, you're all right, hello, thanks. Oh my word, thank you. What a great start, hello. Sorry, just popping on stage. I could have followed you down there. Thanks very much, Tim. What a beautiful start to the show. Thank you so much, guys. And this gentleman at the front, has that just made your life? Yeah, pretty much. Excellent. That was pretty good. Okay.
He was moving.
Yes, I know. I see, drawn to him. Like, it was this energy thing. It was great. So, listen, I did a bit of research, and I found out that you guys first came to this building 31 years ago last week.
Wow.
To do your first Peel session. So I don't know if you remember that specifically, because I know that you did, you know, you did four Peel sessions, and I'm guessing, you know, you've been here.
We remember it specifically.
Do you?
Yeah.
It was such a big deal, obviously, you know, your first Peel session is a massive thing.
A massive thing. And then we got arrested afterwards the minute we left as well.
Oh, well, that would make it memorable. Are we able to elaborate upon that, or would that be a bad idea at this time of day?
I don't know.
Okay, let's broaden out a little bit then.
They let us off. It was really sweet, actually. It was a young police officer who was, like, younger than us, and he caught us misbehaving outside the venue celebrating.
Right.
And he kindly, he said, "This could ruin your careers." And I could take you down to the police station, I could book you, or I could just let you go. And he let us go.
Wow, thanks to him. What were you like? What were you like in those days? Because, you know, we talked about it a bit, and I know that, you know...
It was a wild... James was a wild band, you know, the original singer, God bless him, ended up in Strange Ways for GBH, and the original guitar player ended up in Strange Ways for GBH. It was like 16... I met them when they were, like, 16, and they'd stolen their equipment, and they could play a few chords... And I was the posh kid from university they saw dancing and asked me to dance for them.
Yeah. And did you fit in straight away?
Or was there a period of
instantly.
No. I mean, you know, they had a following of about 30 people, didn't we, in those days?
Yeah.
And a few of them wanted to test me out because they liked the last singer much more. He was much more one of their mates. So they wanted to test out the posh kid from university.
You're pretty fearless, though. Have you always been that way?
It grew. It just took. Used to be terrified in front of an audience, and then it grew over the years. Mm. And then, particularly, it grew. We had to play Lollapalooza tour for 6 weeks, opening for Korn, essentially in Tool, and they hated us. And the audience would call us faggots and scream abuse. And so, what we did on about the third gig, we dressed up in sparkly tops and saw a little mini skirt. And we thought, right, they're going to name us, we're going to go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And from then on, we became a pretty fearless band, I think. We just kind of went, like, all right, anyone take us on, we'll take them.
Come and have a go.
And at the end of the tour, Korn said we were their favourite band. And would we go on tour with them as their opening act?
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, you've got some gigs coming up. We mentioned it earlier. And there's quite a big one just down the road in a few weeks' time at the Royal Albert Hall. What have you got planned? And how are you feeling about the shows?
I mean, you know, we change the set every night. We'll be playing two in London, one in Brixton, one in Albert Hall. They'll be totally different sets. Albert Hall's such a beautiful venue, but it's seated, so it dictates a certain thing. Brixton's more of a rock and roll, you know, a bit more of a riot. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. There's no plans, you know. That's the thing about James, is we're chaotic and we change it every night. We don't understand bands who have the same set every night. We just think that's more like theatre. The idea is that you do a different gig wherever you go and it becomes some kind of spontaneous communication rather than, you know, I saw them in Madrid and they were the same as they were in Istanbul.
Right.
Much rather have it that, you know, they were lunatics in Madrid.
Well, we're going to speak to a man who is sharing a bill with you tomorrow evening. We mentioned that earlier, Sean Keaveney, down the front there.
Oh, slip that in. So it's stealing equipment. Misbehaving outside Maida Vale. Miscreants, that's what you are. Didn't realise that. We have to have a word. That was very moving, by the way. It was a really beautiful thing to see. This man was moving more than most. We have to speak to him. You've got a question, Ian, I think, for the boys, have you not?
I do, Sean, yeah. So this is Strip Mine, clearly one of the great lost albums of the 1980s. That's a fact.
Down the back of the sofa.
Well, you found it, obviously.
So can we look forward to a 30th anniversary tour for Strip?
Yes! No. Some of the songs, definitely, but not all of them. I think they were, you know, It was a mixed time in that time. It was a very strange period for us.
You still look quite good, though, compared to the photos on the back.
We look much better there than we look now. What are you talking about?
Jim hasn't changed.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a vampire.
Timeless.
Is the nostalgia thing something that you guys aren't interested in, though? Because, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of get a lot out of looking back at records and celebrating anniversaries and stuff like that. And
I mean, the reality is, when you get hit first by music is usually in your teens or your early 20s, and I don't think anything probably ever surpasses that moment when you suddenly get a piece of music. So that's human nature. But for us, no, it's very much about, like, how can we keep improving? We only look back in terms of, can we make songs as good or better than what we've done in the past? And if we can't, we have to stop. And so that's the only way we look back. But I totally understand it, that people want to hear the songs they bonded with that echo a certain memory. But I hate to become... I mean, people call us, you know, so often the heritage band. They'd like to get a fat lip.
Unless I'm not going to try that. I'm not going to try that, especially after what we're discovering today. It's marvellous. Listen, I'm going to exit stage left and hand back to our wonderful session guest today. Please, one more time, a huge round of applause for James.